They packaged him up there, treated his injuries at the cliffside, and then flew him from that point below Harding Point back out to Fry Park, where there was an awaiting helicopter. When we got on scene, he was actually presenting very well, considering that he had taken that fall. Some broken bones and primarily non-life-threatening injuries. When we start dealing with falls of significant heights like that, especially going over rocks and cliffs, you don't know what he's hitting, what they're banging into, plus there's the rock issues. Yeah, if he would have continued his tumbling, the next drop-off was a pretty significant drop-off, over 100 feet worth of a straight drop.